Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Connor Riley on the line with us on the waitforward.com hotline. And again, brought to you by dognation.com. Connor, it's been an interesting week. I know as we talked about Jimbo Fisher, I think his speaking is as we are on the line with you, or maybe he spoke just a little bit earlier. But today everybody wanted to hear Coach Saban and what he had to say. He praised the media a lot, which Chris Goforth, who's there for our radio station as well, was saying that was interesting because he's been very, you know, loving on the media over the last few years. But Nick Saban did talk about his success and how he has sustained it. Is Alabama, in your opinion, and we talk about the Dogs with you all the time, even with all the talent the Dogs have, are you simply just chalking up Alabama as the team to beat again in the SEC after hearing Nick Saban today?
To start the season, I mean, this team is clearly going to take a small step back, but by game 13, when they're going to be in the SEC championship game, which I expect them to be once again, it's still going to be a really, really good, really talented Alabama team. I know they lost 6 first-round picks off their team a season ago, but they just signed the greatest recruiting class in the history of modern recruiting rankings. And Nick Saban has this thing working like clockwork, and Bryce Young is going to be a really talented player, did a great job following up JT Daniels at Modern Day High School. And so with all that, well, I don't think they're going to reach the same levels they did last year as far as the team, because I think last year's Alabama team was the best team he's maybe ever had. It's still going to be a really good team, and I don't mind saying I filled out my SEC media ballot today, and I picked Alabama to win the SEC championship.
Yeah, I know that we've talked about, you know, Georgia's got to be the man, and they're going to beat that man. We've used that Ric Flair quote a few times today, Connor. It's brought to you by our buddies at Dog Nation out there at Hoover, Alabama. But, Connor, you know, Alabama, we talked about the running game. I asked our man Chris Goforth earlier, does Georgia have the edge in the run game? They move on from so many big position players, but they're all 5 stars they're replacing. Both Georgia and Alabama, in essence, are the same machine, except, you know, Saban is, to be quite honest, like a god right now, the way things are rolling. So, and I don't buy A&M, but Carl and I were arguing about this earlier. Who's going to push them in the West this year?
I don't know who that team is. I think I could make a compelling case for Ole Miss with what they might be able to do defensively. LSU has a ton of high-end talent as well, but they went 5-5 last year and were lucky to go 3-7. And I know some people like A&M, but that was a team last year that relied a lot on their running game, and they have to replace 4 to 5 offensive starters. Now, their defense is going to be really good, but I think as that 2019 Georgia team showed you, if you're relying on your offensive line and defense, that's only going to get you so far, and then you're going to be the team with a capable passing attack that I think Georgia's going to have. I think Alabama's going to have that as well. And you run and you fall behind in those games, and it's just really hard to make it up. So, well, I do think Alabama takes a step back this year. I don't think LSU, Texas A&M, or even an Ole Miss are positioned well enough to really take advantage of that.
Connor, you know what I'm shocked about? When you look at the defensive numbers, and all these years we've always talked about Nick Saban being a defensive coach and how good his teams have been, they weren't great defensively. Now, they were great offensively last year. I mean, they set an SEC record scoring points, almost 50 a game. But defensively, they gave up a lot of yards, passing yards, but yet they still found themselves in the national championship. Do you think that stuff is overrated when we talk about how many yards a team gives up? Because I'm just looking at what Alabama did last year. It really didn't matter because of the way they were scoring offensively.
I think in today's college football, it's more on the defensive side of the ball. It's no longer about prevention, about not giving up big plays, about, you know, making a team drive the length of the field. That's what those Georgia defenses early on in Kirby Smart's tenure did extremely well. You need to be able to force sacks. You need to be able to force turnovers. And so Alabama was able to do that really well a season ago. And I think this Georgia defense is going to be positioned to do it as well. I just think in college football nowadays, with the way the offenses are set up and how these quarterbacks are so much more advanced than they were coming out of high school, say even 10 years ago with all the passing stuff they're doing. It's easier than ever on the offensive side of the ball, and that just makes life very difficult for these defenses.
We haven't had a chance to talk to you, Connor, about what Georgia guys had to say. Kirby, obviously, quoting Thoreau. We got that. We also heard JT Daniels. Kind of, I mean, Carl and I were a little kind of put off by how low-key he was about the Clemson game. I know you can't put too much stock into it because if you lose, it'll jack things up for the rest of the way. But guys are really buying the message already about Clemson is just another game?
Yeah, I think they're so far out, obviously. I think when you ask them that the week of the game, they'll say, yeah, we're excited. We're looking forward to it. It's a potential playoff matchup. But, 6 weeks, if you're grinding that message for that long, it starts to tune out when you get to that week of the game. So I understand the sort of laid-back messaging there. But that Clemson game is huge for Georgia. I think it's a great statement opportunity for them to start the season for JT Daniels to come out and play an elite defense, an elite program, and say, hey, I know there's some questions about maybe is Georgia, where are they in terms of their eliteness? But if they go out and win that game and JT Daniels plays well, any and every question I think any media member has about Georgia and what this team can do will be answered in week one. And I think that's a fantastic opportunity for Daniels and this Georgia team.
We're talking with Connor Riley, guys, brought to you by DogNation.com, your home for the best coverage on Georgia football. And Connor, by the way, tell the people where they can find you and read your stuff.
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Twitter at @KConnorRiley. We've had a ton of stuff about SEC Media Days. We'll have a ton of stuff in the days ahead. College football is right around the corner. I think we're 6 Saturdays from the start of the season, so very much looking forward to it.
What did you or what have you taken from these coaches and their responses to NIL? Everybody's got something to say about it. Nick Saban today was very adamant about it. I could be wrong about all of this. But what do you think these coaches are thinking after hearing most of them speak about NIL, name, image, and likeness?
Yeah, I think Saban's probably most closely aligned with how I feel on it. There's just so much we don't know because it's so new. And, maybe even a year from now, once we see it and understand it a little bit better and how to navigate it, I think maybe this might all be overblown, or this could fundamentally change the way things are done in college football forever. I know Kirby Smart was sort of touching on it yesterday, and, he mentioned that NIL is absolutely going to play a factor in recruiting. And if you're like, say, Nick Saban, and you have a quarterback in Bryce Young who has not started a game yet but is already getting six-figure NIL deals, that's a massive recruiting advantage. So, there were a lot of calls for federal legislation and federal guidelines. I do think at some point we're going to see that. How soon, I don't know. But I think, Saban really hit the nail on the head, and Kirby did as well, as there's some trepidation in seeing how all of this plays out.
Yeah, I saw that article that Dennis Dodd wrote in CBS, Carl, and again, it's Connor Riley with a saying that Kirby Smart has plenty of time to catch up to Saban. I'm not sure what planet Dennis is living on, but we probably had this conversation every time we had talked to you, Connor, but everything in line, everything in place between the schedule, the new teams with new coaches. Josh Heupel, by the way, Carl, getting some heat from UCF fans saying that he knows how to build a program from the bottom up. He inherited a program from Scott Frost. But, point I'm getting to, though, is you're playing a lot of teams in a state of flux. So there really shouldn't be one of those old Mark Richt kind of hiccup games this year.
Right. It's, that Clemson game, first game of the season, which Georgia could certainly lose, but I don't think anyone's going to hold that against Georgia just given where Clemson is. It all sets up for that SEC championship game, in my opinion, most likely against Alabama. And the question is, can you win that game? Now, by game 13, Bryce Young is not going to be inexperienced. We're going to know who the playmakers on Alabama's offense are. And by that point, they'll have developed a few more first-round picks. It's just, can you make the winning plays? Because they've been so close in 2017 and 2018. I mean, they even led at halftime of last year's game against Alabama. It's just, can you have the players that in a field with elite athletes just make the difference? Whether that's a Trayvon Walker, a Darnell Washington, and a Rick Gilbert, who a lot of people talked about this week. Can those guys make those winning plays? It's a razor-thin margin right now for Georgia, and I know you guys were talking about Oklahoma earlier. There's no difference in my mind between Georgia and Oklahoma. The only difference in recent years is that Oklahoma gets their brains beat in the first round of the playoffs, whereas right. Georgia narrowly loses in the SEC championship game. It can Georgia, against Alabama, the best team of the 21st century in college football, make those small winning plays to just overcome that thin margin.
Connor Riley, great job as always. Check him out, Dog Nation. We appreciate you stopping by, man. It's been a fun week, and things wrap up tomorrow there in Hoover. But it's always the start for me of the college football season when we get to SEC Media Days. Appreciate you stopping by, man.
Yep, thanks for having me on, Carl and Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.